10,149, Catherine L. Schroeder, north of Route 54, west of Lost Point Road, being Lot 29, Block F, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Catherine's not here. We're a couple. And she talked to, she may have talked to this gentleman, said it was okay if I came in her place. My name's...
No, you won't do as good a job as she would have done.
No, she's much more persuasive.
Name and address.
Charles Fields. It's 13 Mill Road, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay. Take her proud.
We applied for a variance on the setback of an open deck. We're, if you go by the post, the deck is actually cantilevered off the post a little bit. The posts themselves are at 5 foot, but the deck is around 4 foot. I've spoken to the neighbor. He really has no objection to it. There's adjoining electric service boxes between the property off of the deck to his property, so it's kind of unusable space. There's nothing you could get through there.
Anyway.
We also, our water heater is on that side of the trailer. It's built into the side of the trailer. You have to access it from outside. So that's on that side, and we want to put a clothesline on that side as well. In order to keep the deck where it's at and still get steps, it needs to stay at that width off of the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Deck's already built?
Deck's been built for 3 years.
You build it?
Yes.
Did you get a permit?
Yes.
Permit tell you what the setback requirement was?
It was 5 foot. Okay. And as I said, the posts are at the 5 foot, but it's cantilevered over a little bit. We were approved. We got a letter in the mail. Someone had come out and inspected it and said everything was fine.
So you have a certificate of occupancy?
Catherine has it at home.
Do you have anything here?
Huh? You don't see a CO?
I see a CO. When was that, in 2006? A resident?
Maybe summer of 2005.
I don't see any.
But after you built it, you say somebody came out and inspected it?
Yeah, because we were surprised because we got the letter like 2 months later saying it had been approved, and you know by then it...
Who was the letter from? Was it from the county? Or
it was from the county, from building codes.
Building code, okay.
It's to whoever...
Big difference between building code and...
Oh, okay.
I mean, I had come over here, her and I came over together, applied for the permit. We got the permit. I built the deck.
And they come out and checked it, and you got it.
They come out and checked it. They sent us a letter. Whoever would do that.
Okay.
As I said, she has the letter at home.
That came through building code.
It looks like maybe it's a residential addition here in 2006. Maybe someone came out there.
It may have been, because like I said, I built it the end of the summer.
Okay.
So it's probably 2005.
Looks like 06 that someone came in.
And it's an open deck. Nothing was added to the trailer. The trailer is actually 8 foot from the property line, and it's been that way since the trailer was put in there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have a letter in favor from Mr. Wood at 37044 Blueville Drive. Has no objection.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, once again, uniqueness because of the size of the lot. Certainly by this time won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Minimum afford relief. Make a motion. We approve case number 10,149.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,149. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.